Leo. The U.S. is warning Iran it should not mistake as weakness President Donald Trump's last-minute decision to not retaliate militarily for Tehran's shoot-down of an unmanned U.S. drone near the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said that our military is rebuilt and new and ready to go. He also says threats to international peace and security in the Middle East and around the world are on the rise.
Iran's continued pursuit of nuclear weapons, its threats to exceed the limits set in the failed Iran nuclear deal in the coming days, its continuing buildup of menacing Quds Force capabilities in Syria and Iraq.
The operation.
President Donald Trump says he is delaying a nationwide sweep to deport people living in the U.S. illegally. At the request of Democrats, they have delayed the illegal immigration removal process for 2 weeks to see if the Democrats and the Republicans could get together and work out a solution to the asylum and loophole problems at the southern border. President Trump wrote in a tweet on Saturday afternoon from the presidential retreat in Camp David in Maryland. Well, according to North Korean state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un received a personal letter from U.S. President Trump and is contemplating the contents. That's the word of the official Korean Central News Agency, and it's using that as it posted a picture of a pensive Kim holding a letter, apparently with White House letterhead. The agency quoted Kim as praising its excellent content. Now, if you'll recall, earlier this month, President Trump received a beautiful, very personal and very warm letter from the North Korean leader. Though nuclear talks between the U.S. and North officials are stalled, Kim and Trump have been exchanging letters and pictures for the past year. This is VOA News. Well, Ethiopian officials say that the chief of staff of the army was